Here we go. So last week, the S&P 500 closed lower for a second week in a row. And then this week, we have the Fed meeting. And markets are nervous. So what will happen this week? And how does this affect our positions? Also today, new WTF trade. So we'll take a look at this. And Google making a move. So we'll show you what's behind this. And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Monday, March 18th. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, up and away again today.
Sure looks like it. After a rough Friday and also a negative week. So stocks have pulled back a little bit from record highs, really led by tech, Marcus. And then we see here the S&P 500 shaking off Friday's losses and gapping higher.
Yeah. And you're right. Today, surprisingly, it's all about tech. Look at this. I mean, I need to change my color here. We have our magnificent seven. Microsoft up a little bit. Nvidia resuming its rally. Amazon up. Tesla up 5%. Meta. And then we have Google and Apple. And these two are driving the markets here today.
Yeah, Google in particular, sharing some optimism early on after a Bloomberg report said that Apple is in talks with Google to license and build its Gemini artificial intelligence engine into future iPhones. There you go. There's the headline.
There it is. And this would be part of their search engine deal. And I mean, Google is already paying Apple billions of dollars every year so that they are the default search engine on Safari. So whenever you bring up Safari on your iPhone, Google is the default search engine and they're paying Apple billions. And kind of they're trying to fold it in under this agreement and say, hey, how about if you also integrate our Gemini AI? And again, it's not confirmed. It's being reported that they're in active negotiations. No official statements from Apple and Google just yet, but as we know in the markets, buy the rumor, sell the facts, and today everybody is buying the rumor. Google up almost 7%.
Yeah, look at that. And when we looked at the pre-market heat map in PowerX Optimizer, you could see that you know, Google pop was standing out like a sore thumb or a green thumb in this case. And markets just kind of following suit after that.
Yeah, because we know that the markets are really driven here by the Magnificent Seven and by these largest caps. Because if you look at the largest cap, we have Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, Google. And so if Apple, Nvidia, and Google are having a great day today, that's, of course, helping the indices moving higher here today.
Sure. So shaking off last week's inflation data, Nvidia also higher, and there is this GTC conference that's in the spotlight, and some people getting excited about what Nvidia might share there. I saw that HSBC upped the price target for Nvidia to $10.50 from $8.80.
Well, however, right now the excitement is fizzling a little bit out on Nvidia, and all eyes are on Google and Apple here. So,
sure, I agree.
We shall see. We shall see. Well, looking at interest rates, so markets are higher and interest rates are higher. Look at this: the 10-year yields at 4.3%, kind of where it was a few weeks ago. The 2-year yield at 4.74%. I mean, interest rates are higher because this week we do have the all-important Fed meeting.
Yes, yes. And there you go. So 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have the Fed funds rate decision, economic projections, and the FOMC statement. Then 30 minutes later, we have the press conference.
Right. And this is where, I mean, right now, everybody already knows what the Fed will do. I mean, if we look at the probabilities, we know that the Fed is right now keeping rates the same. I mean, a 99% probability factor in. I'm surprised that there's still a 1%. It's kind of like betting a little bit on the zero on a roulette. That's almost what it looks like. But yeah, and then also for the May meeting. However, this is where I expect Powell to be a little bit more vague, because he has been, we talked about it, incredibly transparent. I mean, for the past few years.
He has. And this is where, you know, we've even discussed how the Fed funds futures hasn't really shown a realistic perspective based on what the Fed has continued to say. And in this case, you're right. There could be some uncertainty, but this is what traders want to know, because the March cut is really off the table, right? 99% probability they won't cut. The May cut is pretty much off the table. 95% chance they won't cut. They'll keep things the same. The June cut, changing probabilities. I think this is the lowest that we've seen. And so a possible cut about 59% based on all of the probabilities. So right now investors are pointing to maybe June, maybe July. But there are other questions like just how many cuts for the remainder of the year the Fed expects.
Right. And I mean, with the uncertainty that we have right now, I mean, this is where Powell will probably say, well, we'll keep watching the data and we'll adjust accordingly. Where previously he was pretty clear whether he is intending to raise a little bit more or lower interest rates. And I think right now he will keep it super vague because, yeah, I mean, what do we do with the higher than expected inflation data that we had over the last 3 months?
And that's where I think that the Fed won't be in a hurry to cut as long as the economy isn't just getting crushed.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. 2 days, 2 hours. This is when it will happen. Crude oil, crude oil, crude oil, crude oil. Look at this. Also creeping up here right now, trading decisively above 80 at 81.19, 81.20. I mean, having really a great run so far this year.
Yes, and recently, I mean, we've been in these ranges, we've traded in these ranges, and it looked like there was a hard time recently closing above the 80 mark. That's no longer the case. So it looks like the markets are starting to get used to $81 a barrel and maybe even higher.
Yeah. Well, see, and then there's Bitcoin. Bitcoin retracing. I mean, it was trading as high as 73,700 and now back to 66,800. So, I mean, wow, that is a pretty substantial drop here. What is it? 7,000, a 10% drop that we see here from the high.
Yeah, and also with the run that we've had this year, I mean, pullbacks are to be expected after such a sharp run up. I mean, look at that. Look at that uptrend. That's almost to the moon.
Almost to the moon. But hey, we shouldn't worry about it, because Bitcoin is about to rally to $150,000 this year and then could $250,000 in 2025. Standard.
There you go.
There you go. Boom. So nothing to worry about this. Well, I never heard of Standard Chartered. Have you heard of these guys?
No, it's probably some crypto thing. I don't know about that one.
Would be different and funny if Jamie Dimon would say this, because he is not really big on crypto. But if he came out and said, well, at JP Morgan, we believe that Bitcoin is to rally at 250,000.
So I think they are a bank, but anyway, maybe we'll be eating crow and maybe Standard Charter is this huge bank that we just haven't paid attention to. Yeah. Eating crow. Have you ever ate crow, Marcus?
I don't even know what that means. What is this?
You haven't heard that saying?
No.
Okay.
What is it, a crow, like a bird?
Yeah, so Let's just leave it at that. I'm sure we'll get some comments on that one.
Okay.
Not as popular as the seal in the coffin, though.
Yeah, no. Over the weekend, I heard, Penguin goes into the bar, asks the bartender, "Have you seen my brother?" The bartender says, "I don't know. What does he look like?" Okay. Never mind. Let's talk about our positions here. And where do we start today? Wheel or WTF?
Let's wheel it first.
Let's wheel it first. Okay, first up, Apple. I saw the 150, the 170. Apple put, and it expired worthless. Today, Apple jumping higher, so no opportunity for me to sell it again. Hey, turned out to be another winning trade. I'll take this one.
Yeah, not bad.
CSIQ, little buddy here. Come on. I mean, we've been talking about it. You need to make a move. But today, with interest rates higher again, CSIQ lower. CSIQ down 0.5 percentage point. Interest rates are up, the 10-year yield 0.5 percentage point. So we do have that correlation there. Nothing for us to do.
True.
All right. And then NEE. This morning, I got a nice dividend payment for NEE, bringing down my break even now to 67.07. Still a little bit away from where we are, but up 0.5% today. I'll take that one.
Yeah, Chip liked the dividend payment.
Okay,
as you might have heard.
Okay. Dividend payments, always a good surprise since we do have mainly dividend stocks in our portfolio. We already got one paid for UPS recently. This one got paid on March 8th. Another one here for NEE. Not too bad. Bringing down our break even. And then we have UPS. Yeah. UPS, come on, little buddy. I mean, you have been already up there and now moving lower. So I sold the 157.50 against my existing position and bought it back last week right now, not yet being able to sell it again. We need UPS to move higher right now today, down 0.4%. A little bit surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. We're nice, not a nice reversal. I don't want a reversal, but I mean, that reversal is something that I want to watch. Nothing to do, but It does look like, even though we're pulling back, that it's not this sharp continuation to the downside. So if you look at the trend line there, it's kind of within the context of the overall trend since coming off of those February lows. There you go. So if we want to pull back, let's get a bounce right off of that trend line, stay in that channel.
And you know why UPS could be lower today?
What is that?
We do have FedEx reporting earnings this week. So we are at the tail end, but on Thursday after the bell, we do have Nike and FedEx reporting earnings. Don't know if there's some nervousness in UPS of saying, okay, what's FedEx going to say? Because FedEx, if you go back here, also recently pulling back a little bit, trading in this range after they did have an earnings miss in the previous earnings report. You see it here, and a huge, massive drop. Right now, the question is, okay, what's happening on Thursday after the bell? So that's my theory why UPS is down a little bit today in sympathy, kind of wondering, okay, what's happening here with FedEx? And I could be completely wrong.
Hey, could be a little profit taking because there is some uncertainty and you get that sympathy move when you have, a competitor reporting earnings. So could definitely be the case.
Moving on to WTF. So a few trades that I have on Merck is our trade from last week. Merck today, just around the unchanged mark. So we're still overall a little bit down in Merck, 2.8% here. Bought it at 124.68, right now trading at 121.42. No exit signal just yet, but ready for Merck to make a move more towards the upside.
Let's do it.
Yeah. TTD, great day today. So far up 2%. Yeah. So TTD for us up 1.15%. Bought it at 77.53. right now trading at 78.41. So this one here is definitely looking good.
Yeah, I like this move, and probably need a little bit more of a push higher before we have an exit signal, but I'll take it up 2% today.
Yep. And then ZS still moving lower, and this is where we had this profitable trade a few weeks ago. There was a profitable trade. So could this be the first losing trade, or will Zscaler turn around? I mean, right now, this is down 4%. We're still ways away from our stop loss price. But, I mean, not yet moving in the direction where we wanted to move.
Yeah, I mean, this will happen sometime. So, is this the bottom? We'll see. Coming off of session lows, though.
Yeah. And then we had two more. You entered on Friday, AEP, American Electric Power, up 0.7%. So, this is looking good for you.
Yeah, I can't complain here. If we stay up at these highs and move a little bit higher, probably an exit signal today or tomorrow, we'll see. Loving the pop.
Yeah. CSGS, another trade that you entered. And right now, probably right where you entered, right? 37.12 was the entry signal, 37.20 trading right now. So this was also another trade, I believe, on Friday when we had the entry signal.
Yep.
All right. Couple of new signals today. First of all, CTSH. So CTSH, we both entered it today, and we did enter it right here. At 75.87 right now, slightly down, 50 cents down. So we'll see what happens today. A little bit all over the place, and we expect it to go up here to march towards 78 again. That's our plan for this one.
That's the goal.
And then also in the S&P 100, we had another signal, Abbott Laboratories. I skipped this one. You took this one. You got filled at 115.35 right now, just down a few pennies. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, this is where chart-wise, technically, you didn't really like what you saw there on the signal, so you used a little discretion to pass. I traded a half position to have some exposure there. We'll see how it ends up, but just hanging in there at this time.
Yeah. I'm going to add this to the watch list so that we can watch it. Anyhow, lots of action here in WTF. Not much going on the wheel, which is not surprising because we are just trading at highs of the day. And usually for us, it is better when we have a down day. That's when we see more opportunities. We looked at some of our favorites that we have been trading recently, like Oxy, like Apple, like MRO, GDXJ, but nothing really today. And I think that's important to know. Not every single day there will be something to trade according to every strategy. We had some few trades with the WTF strategy. No trades today according to the wheel strategy. But this is why we like to trade multiple trading strategies.
Exactly. And sometimes with a strategy, the money is made with the weight and being out of the market.
Yeah. Anyhow, super interesting week today. We'll see what stocks do today. Fireworks due to Google, Apple, and also Tesla being up today. Tomorrow we'll see. And then Wednesday, the all-important day when Powell is speaking and will let us know what he's thinking about the market. So if you found this helpful, would appreciate it if you could give us a like. If you believe that others might find it helpful, there's a share button right underneath. Please feel free to share it. I don't know, on Twitter, on Facebook, I don't know where else you can share it. Look at the button. It gives you all of these possibilities to share it. And if you're new to the channel, hope you enjoyed it. Consider subscribing because we'll be back here tomorrow morning. And until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.